to send a super chat.
Love Talk Radio.
Yeah, he's a fucking whack job. I think he's here in Miami. He posted some video of himself as Swan and shit like that.
Get ready?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Okay, yeah. Let's start.
Hold on. Let me... we got everything going. Okay, yeah, and then we'll play the... Since we already made the people wait, we'll just play the regular intro. All
right. Ready?
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to Fresh Podcast. We are live. Today, we're going to break down an article that's been sent to me a million times, guys. Let's get into it. What's up, guys? Thank you for joining us on this lovely Friday night.
Yeah.
We apologize for the delay. Fresh was doing some moving and shaking with some people in town. I don't know if you want to talk about that, but
Basically, guys, normally we do Fridays, like we fry people and chef hats and stuff, but today we're going to do an article. But yeah, I was out and about making sure we got some guests for the podcast, connecting and networking, which we teach in the High Value Academy, which is very important. So you guys can see some big name guests on the show soon. And yeah, man, March is going to be a great month.
Yeah, man. I mean, at the end of the day, guys, your network is your net worth. And we apologize for the delay. It's just that, Fresh, the traffic is really bad here in South Florida right now. So so that's really one of the issues that we got going on is, you know, as obviously the beer bug starts to chill a bit, obviously what comes with that traffic. So I guess some house announcements. So, guys, High Value Academy closes today at midnight.
Yep.
So get in right now while you can, highvalueacademy.com, where we have 28 modules teaching you guys everything from fitness. And you know what? Maybe we'll show you guys like the course a little bit. I just thought about it. Like we showed it on other people's channels. We didn't even show it on ours.
We should.
But you know, it's 28 modules from everything from how to pick a trade, professionalism, how to dress for both professionalism and for dates to be more stylish. How to set up your business, how to set up an LLC,
networking,
real estate investing, networking, dating, girls, everything, man, that you guys need. Pretty much we'll be your big brother and teach you guys how to become higher value so that the girls are a byproduct. And remember, guys, I say this a million times. I've been in it this entire time we've been launching this course. We don't teach you guys to become high value to get girls. We teach you how to become high value so you don't tolerate the bullshit that inevitably will come with the girls. You understand? So
and shout out to everyone that bought the course so far.
Yeah, there's a lot of you guys, man. Thank you so much for the support.
We even had females buying the course, which is crazy to us.
Yeah,
so
yeah, we did have a couple
crazy
females buy it, which is great, man. At the end of the day, we always tell you guys, you know, we don't hate women on this channel. You know what I'm saying? Like we love women and we deal with women. It's just that we're not going to be stupid and turn a blind eye to the unflattering realities about how they, you know, view the world and how they may select. And to do that, it would be an injustice to the men. You know what I'm saying? Because quite frankly, for women to finesse you, you have to be, I guess you have to be unaware of your value as a man. And we want guys to be aware of their value so they don't tolerate BS. Because guys get finessed all the time in relationships. Chris.
Actually, Chris Pride gave our first super chat yesterday, last night, $20.
Oh, okay.
So shout out to Chris.
Get Don DeMarco for that.
For real.
Don DeMarco. And then we got Chris Hawkins with the 49ers super chat. Go ahead, Chris.
Marin, started using a meal prep delivery service. Saved me an unbelievable amount of time cooking and weighing food. Thanks for the inspiration.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it, man. Yeah, no, man. Meal prep is definitely meal prep service definitely. Dude, it's a game changer.
Facts.
And then,
people went number one, $2. This is going to be an awesome show.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I took a lot of notes for you guys on this. I had to get a new notepad, actually, to take this. So, guys, we just want to make sure, is the connection good? Give us some ones in the chat if the resolution is good.
Are we on Wi-Fi? Because I know you was plugging on a few things.
Yeah, no, we should be direct connected because that computer doesn't even do Wi-Fi.
Facts.
But, yeah, guys, just give us ones in the chat if the quality is good and high. As usual, stream is blurry.
Very blurry. 420p.
Okay, one person said one is good. One person said two. All right, before we get into the show, give me 1 second. Let me try to, we will fix this right now. Throw the camera on Fresh. He'll talk a little bit about, talk a little bit more about the course.
Yeah, guys. So in this case, if you can hear me and see me properly, hope you can. We're going to go through 10 Zoom calls as well. So the course itself is going to be some very foundational stuff. But in the Zoom calls, we're going to peel about the layers, and you're going to get asked us questions, kind of like dive a little bit deeper. And then most of all, we have a lot of guests coming on as well. So not only do you have us as high-value guys, you have I would say some names like Sterling Cooper. We have James Bradley for Stockton Trading. And a bunch of other guests that you know behind the scenes are gonna come on, add some more value. So not only do you get the course, but you get also special guests. And then in 10 Zoom calls, you can ask questions, you can learn from. And the biggest part about it is that when you learn something new, you're going to have questions. So just having that avenue to ask questions is going to be big for you. So any questions you guys have, you can always ask us. And we're going to do Zoom calls. They're going to run between an hour to two each. And then those 10 Zoom calls is going to be laid out for you. So it's going to be pretty big. Can you guys see us now? Oh, JB just signed up for the course. Thank you, brother. We appreciate it, man. Okay. One in chat. Oh, he said, never mind. Okay. What's up, Andrew? Cool. But yeah, guys, it's going to be highvalueacademy.com. Chris, could you put the link in the chat? Yeah. Highvalueacademy.com. And yeah, guys, let me see. Oh, Game Kings, Marion, a fresh fit. But yeah, Marion's helping us with the connection now. Looks like we're on Wi-Fi, but we're not. Okay.
So what we'll do is probably end stream on it probably. Yeah, and we're gonna don't end the broadcast.
Okay. So yeah, guys, we may need to restart here to get this sorted out. So give us 1 second here. Should be good. Hey guys, can you see us now? Shout out to Kamal for signing up for the course yesterday. I remember your brother. Still. Still coming out.
Okay. I'm gonna just do a hard reset on the modem. Tell them we'll be back in like 2-3 minutes.
Okay, guys, give us like 5 minutes. We'll be back really quickly. We're just gonna restart the computer because of the connection, and we'll be right back. Okay. Just a little bit right now. Okay. This set is better, but still not great. Okay. Yeah, guys, we're gonna reboot. That way we're like sorted out. Okay, guys, just put a one real quick if it's fine, so we can start the show. Just put a one. Okay.
All right. Again.
Okay, it's normal.
Then reboot it.
Okay. It's fine. It's normal. Good. Okay. All right, cool. All right. So we got it back. Sorry guys. All right. A bunch of ones. You guys don't even understand. I was about to go and like fucking unplug this, reset the modem, and then call the internet company and say, you assholes, what the hell?
Guys, get the course. It closes tonight at 12 a.m.
Uh-huh.
So definitely, you know, get in there before we close it. And it's going to be awesome, man.
Yeah, and if it gets blurry again, why does it say that connection is unstable? If you're on Wi-Fi, try plugging in your router or moving closer to it. Chris, we don't have Wi-Fi on, do we? The PC? Turn it off. Guys, if the quality drops down again, let us know. But anyway, so today's topic, guys, is we're going to be breaking down an article.
No, let's reboot all again because it's blurry.
It's blurry again?
All right.
Okay.
Guys, we'll be back.
Give us 2 seconds, all right? We'll be right back. Just stay right here. Don't go anywhere. Keep a piece of water. Get some water. Take a piss. We'll be right back. Their what they require of men has increased with it, because we know women don't date down like men do.
Facts.
So in today's modern age, women require a lot of men. Not only do they require a lot of men, they're delusional as to what they actually deserve. If you guys don't believe me, tune into watch these chicks call in. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna see right there how delusional a lot of these women are.
And you know what?
Size 14, wanting a high value guy with two kids.
Tune into our late night podcast to see it as well, because
yes,
we break it down here with young and old women.
We had some older women on, and they had a bunch of requirements of men. And when I asked them, these traits that you want, 6'4", $100,000 plus a year, good shape, confident, you do realize that only about 1% of men embody these traits that you want, right? Yeah. Okay.
So what?
So what? That's what I want, right? So I say all that to say this, guys. Women's requirements are high. Men's requirements, however, are low. Men, are she cute enough? Can you cook? Can you clean? Are you pleasant to be around? Cool. Men haven't really changed over the years.
Yeah.
Right? Our requirements haven't really changed. So if a woman can't give you sex, Because remember, we only ask for like four or five things.
That's it.
That's a large percentage of what she contributes. So if she can't give you social access, bruh, like, she's got to get kicked to the curb immediately. And I'm going to tell you guys why. Because as a man, whether people want to hear this or not, men don't need women to survive. We need women to propagate a society, but we don't need them to survive. Having a woman is a luxury, and a luxury that you will pay for.
Yep.
And why do you pay for it? Because you have to have excess resources to take care of a woman, right? She expects these things of you, and if you bring her into your life, she's kind of a liability. I ain't going to lie. You know what I mean? She's an asset to some extent, but she's also a liability because now you have to expend your resources on her as well. So I say all that to say this. A woman is a luxury. So if she can't provide what she's there for, which is sexual access, I hate to say it like that. I know people, oh, my God, you're objectifying women. Well, you know what? Women objectify men, too. He's got to be 6'2". He's got to make this much money, whatever. It's okay for women to objectify men, but it's not okay for men to objectify women. And I'm here to say this, bro. If a girl isn't going to give you sex, you kick her to the curb immediately because men don't need women. And quite frankly, women are a luxury. You dealing with a girl that isn't fucking you is the equivalent to you booking a high-end, all expenses paid, luxurious vacation. And you decide, you know what? I bought the vacation, but you know what? I'm just not going to get on the plane. I'm not going to go. What? What are you doing? That's the equivalent of what happens when a woman doesn't want to have sex with you when you're in a relationship. Now, I know what they're going to say. Myron, you're a misogynist. You're objectifying women. You're a jerk. Okay. Let's give you guys the female equivalent so the feminists that are watching that are angry can understand. Someone breaks into the house right now. I'm with a girl. I look at my girl. Look at the invader. Look at my girl. Look at the invader. All right, invader. You can mess her up. I ain't going to protect her. Okay, cool. It's pounding time. He beats up your girl, right? Next day, your girl says, yo, I can't be with you anymore. I'm divorcing you. I'm leaving you. She is 1,000% in her right to leave you. You want to know why? Because there's certain non-negotiable traits that each party has to bring to the relationship. Mm-hmm. As the man, I need to defend and protect my woman, even at the cost of me possibly fucking. Okay? She's 1,000% within her right to leave me. Okay? So that is exactly the importance of a woman providing a man sex. So if you ain't going to give me sex, I'm protecting you. Simple as that. Okay? So anyway.
Damn, son. Where'd you find this?
All right, man. Rant over. That guy's article is stupid. Him saying that, you know, the gatekeeper thing is flawed, it just goes to show his ineptitude in the sexual marketplace. We got some super chats, and we'll hit at the phone lines.
Boom. Ricky Westber, 99. Just showing love to the Fresh Fit family. French Toast Legends, 100.
Thank
yes,
you,
sir.
Man.
Thank you, Ricky.
Link, $5. I want a super chat, but paying attention to class. Shout out to the triangle offense off the manosphere.
Absolutely, bro.
Yeah, go,
dude.
Man.
The triangle offense and the Triforce, my friend.
Yeah, the facts, Triforce.
Yeah, man.
All right, guys. Phone lines are open. I think we know Red Pill Mike's number. RPM, call into the show. Number is 515-605-9740. Again, that number is 515-605-9740. As we wait for the phone lines to blow up.
Let me add a point, man. So you brought up a good point. You said, for example, this is why a lot of girls, like, they'll come to you and they'll take your resources, but they won't actually sleep with you.
Yeah.
And it's funny because the sugar culture is now a big thing because guess what? Girls have realized that majority of guys are willing to give them access and attention for free.
Yep.
And sometimes they'll pay for it.
Yep.
So nowadays,
without sex.
Yeah, without sex. So they get the sugar. But don't give it any sugar.
Yeah.
So the average guy over here, right? What does he have to offer other than money? Let's be honest here. You can offer game and lifestyle, which is what we do. We offer game and lifestyle. Mm-hmm. However, we don't spend money to get girls.
Yeah.
So the average guy over there, right? Your best bet is to become high value, not for the woman, but for yourself. Because then you can choose, pick and choose who you want to spend time with. And then, for example, you can demand, you know what? If you're not in here to have fun and smash and chill, then you know what? Get out because I can find another girl that will.
Yeah.
And that's what we say as well. Become high value because guess what? With this course, the High Value Academy, you're going to learn from A to Z how to become that guy that girls want to be around. And secondly, the power of better than a choice, you can create it for yourself because guess what, guys? Girls have an abundance and they can choose the sugar daddy tomorrow, today. They can choose the guy down the street that's an NBA player, football player. There's a lot of options for girls. For your best bet is to become high value for yourself. So now you can choose what girls you want in your life. And the ones that don't want to comply, get them out of your life. Because guess what? The time you spend with a girl that's not going to give you anything, you can spend with a girl that actually likes you, cares about you. That's what you need to do. Because guess what, guys, right? Most guys go through this process where they meet a girl, They invest a lot of time and effort, and they get no results. Because guess what? At the beginning, the girl didn't active at all. So you had low interest from the very beginning. But you weren't really adept to realize that. So as a high-value male, you're not going to put up with low-interest chicks. Because guess what? You know what? As a high-value guy, I can choose a girl with high interest over a girl with low interest because I have options now. So remember, guys, open up your mindset and your attention to becoming the best person that you can be, which means high value. And then from there, you have access to whatever you want. So get on the course and stay tuned for what's coming with the Zoom call.
Fredworth, the 2092 Super Chat.
The Toxic Masculinity is over 9,000.
YouTube censored that word.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, I'm not surprised YouTube censored it, man. But yeah, guys, like, if a girl denies sex from you guys, it's disrespect.
It is.
And again, guys, I'm not saying that you're entitled to her body or anything.
Yeah, she can leave.
She can leave. But like, here's the problem. They ain't gonna leave most of the time.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of time when a girl denies you sex, she's gonna still stay at your crib and think it's okay.
Yeah.
I'm here to tell you guys, if a girl denies you sex at your house, kick her out and go find a girl that will. It's within her prerogative to deny you sex, and then it's also within your prerogative to stop giving her resources, time, and attention, and find a girl that's actually gonna value it. Because like I told you guys, women are a luxury. They're not entitled to your time. They're not entitled to your resources. Women need men. Men don't need women. I know, because it's only in modern times that women have been able to survive without men. But bro, let the power run out. You know what I'm saying? Let some our crazy stuff happen.
Cash App start working. Our OnlyFans start working.
You know what I'm saying?
What you gonna do?
You're gonna see women needing men again. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, women deep down need men. It's just only in modern times it's been concealed. They don't need it. So if a girl isn't sleeping with you guys, it's cool. Like, don't shame her for it. Whatever.
Yeah.
But let her know. You ain't going to tolerate it, bro, because quite frankly, that is the most important asset that women bring to the table. And I hate to say it like that. It's facts.
And
men don't care about your business, how much money you make, your survival capabilities. Women care about your survival capabilities. Men care about your replication abilities.
Go ahead. As a man, your most powerful tool is the ability to walk away.
Yep.
If you can walk away from a situation, you're in the power. If you're stuck there because you have a scarcity mindset, you're scared to like put in the effort to become high value, that's on you. But at the end of the day, the guys that do are going to win at life. So that's it, man.
Yeah, man. So that's what it is, guys. If a woman denies you sex, in her prerogative, you go on to the next girl.
Yep.
Simple as that. Go ahead.
All right, super chat.
Link Tech Bucks. Water so blue-pilled if you say attack my woman during the robbery, the robber would scratch his head and start rethinking the whole situation from the confusion.
Link. Funny, man. Shraggy?
What?
That's true. The robber probably would be blue-pilled. Like,
Wait, what?
Yeah, so he'd be like, what? You know what I'm saying? Like, okay.
What the fuck?
All right, let's hit the phone line. Guys, as you guys know, Super take precedence over phone lines. Let's get Red Pill Mike on the line. Is he on the line?
Yes, first
okay.
one.
Let's get him on.
Two.
Red Pill Mike! Yo, Red Pill Mike,
Sean
welcome
DeMarco.
To the show.
Yo, DeMarco.
You know, what's interesting is I really wasn't even necessarily going to say anything in my Super Chat that I would have considered spitting game or any knowledge or information that we shouldn't know by a certain point in our lives. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to donate a bill and give my opinion, and it wouldn't let me for whatever reason, no matter how I retyped the message. But while you got me on here, I'll go ahead and tell you what I was going to say.
Give the whole
thing. Well, I mean, it's really pretty damn simple. You know, There's a big thing. There's a big topic that a lot of men are not getting as they're growing up, and they don't know how to differentiate between the two. Okay. And I'm not going to use high value men and low value men as my example, because I think that's still too broad, even though it is specified. I'll go back to alphas and betas. And I know a lot of us are trying to get away from that. Some of us are still wanting to hold on to it, but whatever, it has to be used in this aspect.
It's a placeholder term. Well, we understand you.
Right. Right. Alphas are put on this planet, put on this world we live in, for a handful of reasons. One of them is to procreate, and the other one is to protect women. And here's the thing. When I say protect women, now a lot of dudes are hearing that going, what the hell is he talking about? Because they're just confused right off the rip, and I get it. Okay? Yeah, alphas are put here to protect women. Betas run to the rescue of women. Big fucking difference, okay? Alphas protect, betas run to the rescue. This is why by default, virtue signaling white knights are going to always be beta bitches. Okay? And when you see guys that write articles like this, what they're doing more or less is they're trying to run to the rescue of women by getting on board with the overwhelming majority of the opinion of feminists of, you know, men suck, you know, and some men are worse than the others, and they're just trying to substantiate that. But here's the thing. This is a result. The guy who wrote this, I don't even have to know anything about him. Just hearing you guys describe, put in the article, this is the result of a guy that over the time span in the course of his life has literally been beaten into submission to the point where he is now bowing down to women. And at that point, whatever you're trying to accomplish as a beta by running to the rescue, you can't, because you are now technically beneath them. You have put yourself beneath them by life's choices and the way you have chosen to conduct yourself throughout the course of your life, to where now all women are on this pedestal that you're not on, and your ability to actually try to rescue them is gone. They actually would be the ones rescuing you at this point.
So I have to give you Don DeMarco on that one, man. Go ahead. Continue, Mike.
You know, and, you know, well, you know, something that Fresh just said that I totally agree with, and everybody else says it, but there's a problem like this that a lot of guys don't know how to differentiate. You know, you always say, you know, the biggest power is having the power to walk away. That is true. But there's a lot of guys that they don't know where to draw the line with that power, and they will walk away to the point where it's a self-defeating prophecy, and they're basically making a beta out of themselves by just walking away from everything, and they don't know when to draw the line. I've got a friend of mine. I'll tell you this story because, you know, and I'm not trying to take up all the dollars.
Go ahead. I think this is you're making some excellent points here, and I think the chat's loving it, man. They learn every time you speak. So go ahead, tell the story, please.
Well, yeah, and I don't know if Rolo's listening to this. He if he is, he might find this interesting because this comes back. This goes back to, you know, his period of time. But there's a buddy of mine I'm not going to say his name over the air just because, you know, I'll give his anonymity. And that's really all it boils down to. I don't want to start throwing his name around. Okay. But I will put out one indicator that should tell people who know anything about what I'm talking about, who he is. There's a buddy of mine who, back in the 80s, okay, he had a heavy metal band in the local Dallas-Fort Worth area called Sweet Savage. Okay. Now, anybody that knows anything about heavy metal music, there was a UK band in the early 80s called Sweet Savage that a guy from that band, but it goes by the name of Vivian Campbell, he got discovered through that band. Ronnie James Dio discovered him, gave him his opportunity. He then went on to play with Whitesnake and then eventually settled into Def Leppard, which is where he's been for a long period of time. This is not the same band. After they disbanded, this band in Dallas formed by the name of Sweet Savage. Now, this friend of mine, this was his problem. He was the most narcissistic guy I've ever met, and I can say that because he's my buddy, and he even admits it, and that was his downfall, is that he didn't know where the hell to know when to walk away and when not to. And what wound up happening was, if you actually look this band up, if you look at them and listen to them, if you know anything about 80s metal from back in that day, they should have been famous. They looked the part, sounded the part. What wound up happening was in around, I think it was about 1985, late 85-ish. Okay. His way of getting discovered, his plan of getting discovered was once a month, they played a show in Dallas. Once a month, they played a show in Houston. And then he had a really good deal with one of the most famous clubs, rock clubs in Brooklyn at the time, which was called L'Amour. And then he had a good deal, good arrangement with the guy that owned the Troubadour out in L.A. So they were playing in New York once a month and L.A. once a month. At this point, you're thinking somebody should spot them. Well, they did. They got spotted. A record company exec from Enigma Records comes to him and says, "We want to offer you a deal. We think we can do great things with you and your band. We think we can make you big." His response, and, you know, I can't say I totally blame him, was at this time, Enigma Records was brand new. Nobody hardly knew who they were. He says, no, I'd really rather hold out for a bigger label. Okay. Enigma says, well, you know, here's the deal. It's limited because we're thinking about offering it to another band that's in LA. We think whichever one of you takes it, you're going to be huge. He turns it down. The band that got his contract that he should have took was Poison.
Wow. Wow.
Poison got, yes. Well, and then it gets worse. Then it gets worse. Okay. Some time goes by. He can't get a major label to look his way. Another band from Dallas, which was a thrash metal band by the name of Rigor Mortis, they get signed to Capitol Records out in L.A. And my buddy knows Bruce Corbett and Rigor Mortis. And, you know, he says, man, you know, now that you're in with Capitol, do you think you can get them to, you know, to you know, give me a shot? He passes the information on to exec at Capitol. Capitol basically says, we've got enough bands on our label that sound like this, but I'm trying to think who the other record company was. It's slipping in my mind. Columbia. He goes, I've got a friend that's an exec at Columbia in New York. He goes, I'll pass it on to them. They'll probably be interested. Well, he does. He passes it on to Columbia. As soon as he passes it on to Columbia, the exec at Columbia goes, we know who they are. We've seen them play here in Brooklyn countless times. They were on our list. But if you're thinking that it's somebody you would have signed if you had room for them, we'll jump all over it. This exec from Columbia goes to him, says, here's the deal. We're going to offer you a contract. If you take it, we think we can do huge things for you. He turns it down because he doesn't like what's in the contract. This is after about 2 years of trying to get somebody else to offer him something, you know, and he basically tells him, look, I don't like what's in the contract. And they go, well, you know, it's, you know, we're looking at you and we're looking at another band. If you don't want it, we're just going to have to offer it to the other band. You would have thought he would have learned from the original jackup, right? Well, he didn't. He turned it down. The band that got his Columbia record contract that he should have took was Warrant.
Wow. Stupid.
Yes. Wow. And since then, his career was pretty much over. He didn't know when to not walk away and when to actually jump on everything.
Right.
You know, and he's a legend here in the DFW area, as far as a DFW music legend, local legend. You know, he's one of these guys, you know, whenever you see him, when he walks into a venue, everybody just runs to him. But that's always where it goes back to, is 50% of the people think he's a legend. 50% of the people that know him deep down are going, what a moron. Dude, you should have been huge. You pissed your opportunity away.
He lost opportunities being that strong, basically.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, no, I mean, I totally agree, you know, with, you know, having the power to walk away is a huge power. It's just, unfortunately, there's a lot of guys, once they get that power, they still don't know where to draw the line. You know what I mean? And I'm
Mike.
I'm not. Yeah, go ahead.
Question, bro. Are you on Instagram?
No, I'm not on Instagram at all.
Oh, the Red Pill Mike.
So this is not Red Pill Mike.
That's not the Red Pill Mike.
Yo, Mike.
No.
Mike, why don't you start a channel on YouTube?
I don't have enough FU money to walk away from corporate America, and I would lose my job instantly.
There you go.
Gotcha.
So, hey, man.
The chat loves you, man.
The chat loves you, bro. I mean, you always have a home here on the Fresh Fit Podcast, man, and call in.
And
yo, so much for your support, man. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and I would love to, and by all means, I've looked into it, and I've seen how long it takes, you know, the average content creator to get traction, and you know, to really get established. And I don't think I have right now. I'm just not in any, I mean, you know, seriously, I mean, my hat goes off to everybody that's been able to do it. But I mean, you know, you got to realize, I'm going to be honest with you. I've always been a red pill minded individual, and I've always had a hard time finding a group of men that actually thought like me. Even, you know, everybody I grew up with, I was always the guy that everybody looked at and thought, man, you're crazy. And I'm always going, well, you know, look at my life and look at yours, bro. Seriously. I mean, you're doing, but you know, I didn't even know the red pill was really a thing, as far as the praxeology of it, as far as the title being red pilled and the community, until probably within the last 14, 18 months, you know. I didn't know. The way I actually found out about it was, there was a kid at work that, he was always coming to me and asking me all these questions, and, you know, and I, since then I actually had to terminate him because he actually violated, you know, company guidelines. You know, it's not like I didn't give him a chance, but when he would ask me stuff, I'd answer him. And one day he said, man, you sound like a guy named Donovan Sharp. I'm like, who the hell is Donovan Sharp? And he goes, the guy on YouTube. Because a lot of what you say sounds like the same kind of things I've heard him say. And I'm like, well, I'll have to check him out, you know. And I've listened to I listened to Donovan for probably 6 months. Listened to all the guys that called in. I never called in, never said anything. I just listened to him. And then finally one day he talked about a subject that I was dealing with at the time with a friend of mine, something a friend of mine was going through. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even call myself Red Pill Mike. I just said I was Mike from Dallas. And I called in like maybe once or twice, and some time went by. And then there was one particular day that I decided to call in. And then the day that I wanted to do that, he was going on a tirade because some simp had, you know, sent him an email, and the guy's name was Michael. And I'm kind of listening to this going, oh, Jesus Christ, man. Why has it got to be somebody with my name? So when I called in, you know, I just said, hey, this is Red Pill Mike from Dallas. And it just kind of stuck. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mike, I'll tell you this, man. Yeah. We have Rollo Donovan and Mayor Cleary here in early March. So make sure you call in, man, and get in on that show, man.
Yes.
And, yeah, bro, as always, dude, you always have a place here to call in. Obviously, you know, you're a corporate America, so you want to keep a low profile. But you can call in here and, you know, keep the anonymity up. But, hey, we got to run to the next caller.
And guys, real
Mike,
quick,
thank you so much for calling in. And
now you know
the
Mike's Rebel Mike story here on Fresh and Fit live for you. So
yeah,
there you go.
Bam.
Thanks for sharing, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
All right,
man.
All right, brother.
Later, brother. Okay, we got some super chats praising RPM. Let's do it real
Frank
quick.
Frank, $2. RPM spit facts as always.
Always, 100. Man.
Yeah, always. He's always spitting facts, man. Shout out to RPM.
Late $5. Collection plate for the Rebel Mike, the Deacon.
Boom. There you go.
Link, actually, I got another one for you too here, bro. Let's see here. It's where is it? It's there you go.
There you go.
Yeah, when you get a new item.
Yep.
Ricky Westber, 999 for Repo Mike Serum French Toast.
Awesome.
Yeah, shout out to so Repo much, Mike, man.
Let's see here. We got
Kamal Dewan, $5. RPM secretly has a side hustle as
RP Ghostwriter. That'll be funny, man.
That'll be dope. Joshua the King, $5. One in the chat for RPM to come on a show with Rollo. Hashtag three piece, no biscuit.
That'd be pretty funny.
Yeah,
be funny.
Because the chat loves RP Mike, man.
Yeah. You know, and also that story that he mentioned about the guys that like deals will rock with major companies, record deals, that's like women.
Yeah.
Women in their prime.
They
don't
want
to settle down. They pass up a lot of guys that would have been good options for them. And then they wait until later on, and then no record deal wants to sign them. No record company wants to sign them. AK, no high value.
It's the nerds in high school. It's the guys that are focusing on work and school.
Yep.
It's the guys that are hustling in the gym.
Yep.
That are not as fit as they are right now.
Uh-huh.
But then when they get to that point, they want to double back and say, oh, Johnny, you know, I would like to. Nah, ho.
Yeah,
stay
yeah.
over there.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not dumb. So,
Lance Riviera, $5. Shout out to the RPM for good taste in 80s metals.
Boom, there you go.
Bang, bang.
Let's get it.
Bang, bang.
We got Christian Gonzalez, $4.99. Fresh, you were busy today with the Lambos while Myron was putting the work with Rollo. What's up with that?
Hey, man, the Lambos be talking, bro. It's Lambo talk. Connecting and networking, man.
All right, cool. We caught up.
All right, caught up. All right,
we have
the phone lines.
972.
Guys, if you want to call into the show, again, the number is 515-605-9740. Again, it's 515-605-9740. And, yes, we still do have TikTok, Bob Smith. I see your thing there. Fresh is taking over the TikTok.
Real Talk Miami.
Real Talk Miami. We're posting every day on there. We're back on it. We're growing. We're getting more traction on TikTok. So
yep.
Get us on there, guys. TikTok, Real Talk Miami. Bob Smith, good question. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. What's up, man?
What's up, caller?
Hey, y'all. How are y'all doing?
What's up, man? Welcome to the show.
It's Friday, man.
It's fried.
Yes, it is. So I have a question, and then I have two apologies to make to you. But first, I wanted to ask, I don't have a guy who's, you know, used to be completely simp, and now I am just kind of realizing, okay, I'm able to date, I'm getting better at my game, my physique, and all that. But to be responsible, since y'all have a high leg count, to avoid the sexual diseases?
Ooh, that's a very good question. All right, man. So I'm going to be real with you, bro. If you have a high leg count, you've been burned a couple times. There's no way avoiding it, bro. I don't care if you're, like, invincible. I don't care if you use a rubber every time. Bro, at some point, you're going to get something. So it's inevitable, bro. And anyone that says to you, oh, I have a high leg count, I never got anything, bro, you're tapping hard, bro. You might have something, but you didn't even know you had it, bro. Because, dude, if you're banging it left, right, and center, it's going to happen at some point. So your best bet is to get tested every 3 months or even sooner so that way you know where you get into. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just happens, bro. It's just part of the game. All right?
That's kind of the conclusion I've come to, that it's inevitable.
And wear a condom, man. You know, that'll help you as well quite a bit.
Look, man, I'll be real with you, bro. Some girls you're not going to want to do it with. Hey, man, rawdog.com, bro. I don't know. That's a website. You can check it out.
What was your other question?
Sometimes. Well, I technically could have another question, but really, just to save time, I have two apologies to make. First of all, unfortunately, due to my, even though I did attempt to get resourceful this week, I'm not going to be able to join your course this week, unfortunately. So that's
okay,
one. Second is to Myron. When Rolo was here, I'm actually the guy who actually hit you up, and unfortunately, I came at you pretty strong, simply because I was very excited to text you. And unfortunately, I did not present to you value first, even though that's one of the main things my father ever taught me, and that's how I network. However, I apologize to you due to my excitement, and I just blurted out. So.
No, man. Okay, man. I don't take it personal at all, man. I appreciate you apologizing, but water under the bridge, man. No worries.
No worries. Well, really support you guys. Y'all do amazing work, and I will be meeting y'all in Miami.
Yeah, man. Thank you for calling the show and supporting, and we appreciate it, man.
Yeah, man. We're going to reopen Dams on Demand in March, guys, if you want to get on that.
Yeah.
So Dams on Demand will be open in March.
And we're going to add a little bonus on there about using TikTok.
Yep.
We're going to give you guys some of our secrets on how we've been able to blow it up. Fresh is actually doing a couple experiments right now with our TikTok that we're going to show you guys on there. And TikTok is a phenomenal app to use, even though it's a social justice warrior's haven. But if you don't navigate it correctly, you can definitely do some good work on there.
If you can go viral on social media, you can blow up.
Yeah, facts. That's what happened to us, guys. We're in the process right now of going to get a blue check. And we got it. I got to admit, TikTok was a big part of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Who knew saying punish women and hold them accountable would make you go.
Yourself.
You know what I'm saying? So, all right, man. Thank you so much. We got another call on the line. So thank you so much for supporting.
All right, man.
Let's get
631 on the line.
Two super chats first.
Yeah. Wait. Can we answer the phone call first and then we'll do the super chats?
Yeah,
we'll get them on the line. Yeah. Get them on just so we don't lose them.
631.
Blog Talk Radio is acting up. Yo, 631, are you there? 631.
Going once.
631, you went 21.
Going twice.
631, call back if you can.
631.
All right, we have Sam Kramer, 499. Would love to see you guys bring on Dr. Gad Sad. Your simp economy theory goes well with his work. I know Roto likes him.
I'll do some research. No. I don't know who that is, but I'll look into it.
Yeah. And then Chris Hogan, 199. I got clapped before. Embarrassing. Wear condoms.
Hey, man, I'm going to say it again, bro. At some point, you're going to be smashing the chick. And you can take that shit off, bro. I'm saying, like, especially if it's multiple times, bro. Let's be honest here, man. You're going to do it, bro. It's just part of the game, dog. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm going to say.
Okay, I found this guy. He's Lebanese, so I already know that I'm going to agree with him. So I'll, he's an Arab guy, so we're probably going to have the same beliefs.
But yeah, guys.
All right, guys. Phone lines are open.
Yeah,
not sure.
515-605-9740. I know Blog Talk Radio was giving Chris a little bit of a problem earlier. He had to, like, reshoot it. But
guys, don't forget, the course is going to end tonight at 12 a.m.
Yeah.
So you got some time right now to get in the course. I know some of you sent us a DM on Fresh and Fit Miami on Instagram, and we reach out to you. So don't worry, we got you. But for the most part, it's going to close at 12 a.m. tonight. So
yeah, guys, get in the course while you can, man. Again, let's show some of the course stuff.
Oh, yeah. Boom. There you go.
28 modules, guys. Fresh is going to pull it up right now real quick for you guys. It's 28 modules, guys, where we teach you guys everything from how to dress, how to make money, how to set up an LLC, S-Corp, taxes, setting up your business so you don't get destroyed on taxes. My personal CPA is going to be involved in the course. He's a multimillionaire himself and wealth manager. We're also going to talk about real estate investing. Right now I'm in the process of closing on a property, and Fresh already has a property. We're going to talk to you guys about strategies where, you know, I put a big down payment on mine, but Fresh was able to get into his property really well and you'd have to put much down. So we're going to teach you guys some of our real estate strategies that we use. We'll have our real estate agent on the call. Also, we're going to have a full fitness portion of the course where I teach you guys how to do all the main exercises. Then on top of that, in the Zoom call, I'm going to teach you guys how to set up your diet, how to set up your workout programs, everything like that. So we're going to go into more detail on how to set up your workout regimen. And then we're going to have Sterling Cooper on there talking about sex. We're going to have our buddies, James Bradley, and he might be in the chat right now moderating or might be flying around the world. But James Bradley is a multimillionaire stock trader. He's going to do a webinar. I'm going to have my boy Googs do a webinar on leadership and, you know, masculinity. And you know, he does some cool things in the military, which you guys will find out behind closed doors. We're going to have Charlie from Cultivate Crypto talk about cryptocurrency. So, guys, it's a one-stop shop for increasing your value. And, guys, at the end of the day, we don't want you guys to become high value to get girls. You become high value so you don't tolerate the BS that comes from dealing with girls, guys, so that you can walk away. You know, shout out to Donald Trump, all the haters. Donald Trump wrote a book called The Art of the Deal. And one of the most important things he talks about in the book is the person that's in the best negotiating position is the person that's willing to walk away. So, guys, when you deal with women, make no mistake about it, it is a deal. And the person that cares less about the relationship has the power, okay?
Facts.
So, with that said, guys, and so 10 Zoom calls and a special bonus one on credit cards. And then if you guys get the First Date Lay Blueprint, I forgot to mention we even have this.
Yeah.
Guys, the First Date Lay Blueprint is a webinar in itself. I'll teach you guys how to set up your first date to fuck every time, basically.
Yes. From anywhere in the world.
From anywhere in the world. We're going to teach you guys our strategies, what we do. I have some techniques for last minute resistance that we will definitely never talk about on YouTube.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. So guys, the course, high value course. And if you guys want to get the First Date Lay Blueprint, that's going to be a Zoom call. We actually have one recorded Zoom call. We gave a lot of secret sauce, but we're going to host
another live one,
because I know a lot of people want to ask us questions.
And this is part of it, because you can source girls from anywhere in the world
to
where you are right now, brother.
So, cool. Let's we got some phone guys on the phone lines. We're going to get to you guys. Yeah. Don't worry. We're going to play we'll show you guys a couple of examples of the course.
Put it back to
This is my CPA Steve, guys. He's a multimillionaire. We're talking about real estate here. So this will be
All right, guys, welcome to the module. We're going to talk about real estate, okay? And Steve's one of the best guys to talk about it. And obviously, we got Fresh here as well, who's also a real estate investor. So take it away, Steve.
So we were talking about LLCs. Now, and I know that's how you're structured, LLC and LLC, and converting that into a corporation. But there's another time when you don't necessarily need to make it an S corporation. And that would be when you get involved with real estate and you buy a property and you're going to use that investment property to maybe rent out, and you're going to have tenants in there and there's liability issues. And that's where you want limited liability. Again, this is where that comes into play. So what I do with my clients that have multiple properties, okay, and they have multiple tenants in those properties, I tell them to take each one of those properties and set them up as separate LLCs. That's, you know, and there's no real tax impact to that, but it adds an extra layer of protection to them, because if somebody falls, and, you know, typically we know we can do umbrella policies and stuff like that, but if somebody falls on one particular property, you don't want to have all of those properties under your personal name or under one entity. Mm-hmm. Okay, you want to separate.
And that's just one of the strategies that Steve teaches, guys. He gives a lot more secret sauce as like how to set up your business so that you can protect yourself from like having crazy tax liability. Personally, guys, Steve's saving me about $30,000 this year. I still got to pay Uncle Sam a decent amount, but I would have to pay him almost double to triple what I thought I was going to pay him. So, pay Uncle Sam. So, and then getting a consult with Steve on his own, guys, is worth more than the course. So you get access to him in the Zoom calls for a fraction of the cost. And then we'll play one more, more module on fitness maybe, or one on dating.
One
on dating.
Three more.
Okay. Three. Okay. We'll give you guys a snippet. Then we'll get back to the phone calls and we'll answer some questions. Go ahead, Fresh. You guys let it rip.
All right, guys. So we're going to talk about dating in a modern day world, okay?
And we're just opening it up for you guys right now. It's tricky with sharing screens and everything like that. But I think we got to figure it out.
There's a couple of things that you guys are going to have to learn before you even get into this so that you can be successful. Now, I know some of you guys aren't going to want to hear this, but this is the cold hard truth. To be successful in dating in the modern day world, you need to work a lot of volume. The only way you're going to be able to work a lot of volume, you need to set yourself up for success. How do you set yourself up for success? You need to be in a major city. If you are in Canada, you need to be in Toronto, Vancouver. If you're in the United States, you need to be in a New York City, a Miami, a Las Vegas, Los Angeles. You need to be in a major city, because the thing is that the most attractive women live in major cities. And on top of that, it's a target-rich environment. Unfortunately for you guys, we live in a marketplace now where women have all the selection. And what I mean by this is that women are very fickle and flaky in the modern day dating market. And the reason why is because they have options, social media, which we
And then we go into tactics on how to circumvent that. And then again, with the dating one, guys, as always, we love, oh, look at that. I got a sexy shot of myself right there. But anyway, with the dating guys, we love to do the Q and A's and the Zoom calls, because as we know, no, dealing with women isn't black and white. It's very gray area. There's a lot of ifs, ands, or buts to, and everything like that. So what we like to do is with the Zoom calls, we like to have you give a specific problem, and then me and Frisch dissect it and give you a unique problem, solution to that problem. So here we go. We got a fitness one, which this is one of the tutorials.
All right, guys. So when I was showing you the overhead press earlier, this is the position I'm in. In this position, guys, my glutes are squeezed, core is tight, body is tight, okay? And the reason why I'm doing all this is so that I have a firm pressing ground to push the bar up from, okay? Bam. 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 And the whole time, my glutes are squeezed, core is tight, and I'm focused on pushing up, okay? So I'll show you that from the side. As you can see, the bar path is very tight to my body. It's pushing up. My head's getting out the way. As soon as I clear my head, I push back forward and then up. Okay? Again, nice tight body. Glutes are squeezed.
Okay. And that was part two, because I showed the first part of setting up for the overhead press, guys. And then in that portion, I'm showing you actually how to do it. So I have tutorials on every major movement. And then on top of that, you know, like I said, in the Zoom calls, that's where the secret sauce is going to be. I'm going to teach you guys how to set up, you know, your workout plan, whether you want to do a push-pull legs, a bro split, whatever it is. Then I'm going to teach you guys how to track your calories so you can actually, like, lose body fat. And then here...
All right, guys, we're going to talk about
This is on entrepreneurship. We go into details on this module about when you should quit your job, how much money you need to be earning from your side hustle before you even quit your job. Like, guys, entrepreneurship isn't what you guys think. Oh, it's all sunshine and rainbows. Like, no. You need to make sure that when you exit your main career to start your business... that you leave on, you basically leave with some reserves. And we kind of break this down in detail, but this is an example. This is a snippet from it.
Entrepreneurship, okay? So as two guys that recently quit their jobs.
Yeah, literally.
What is entrepreneurship? Well, basically, you run a business, you're your own man, okay? Which is a gift and a curse, because if you succeed, it's on you, but if you fail, it's definitely on you.
Yep.
And entrepreneurship, guys, the reason why so many people can't do it is because it's high risk, high reward. And a lot of people like the security of a paycheck. I mean, I'm not going to lie, I was there as well. With entrepreneurship, guys, there's a lot of risk. And quite frankly, you have to transition into this lifestyle correctly. So under me personally, I advise if you're going to get into entrepreneurship, first, it needs to become a side hustle of what you're currently doing for your job. So let's say you have a 9-to-5 and you're working on your business on the side. All that money that you take, and this is how we did it. The money that you earn from your job needs to be funneled into your business, okay? You need to take as much money from that and funnel it into your business, because your business is what's going to set you free. You take the money from your main job.
Yeah. So those are just some examples, guys. So we'll get back to the phone lines and the super chats. Someone said, what the hell are these hats? Yeah, we were cooking earlier, man.
Chef hats, man.
Yeah, just go back on the show. But anyway, with that said, let's hit 917 on the line.
You got super chats too, right? Yeah, I think super chats.
Yeah, we'll get 917 on, then we'll read the super chats.
What's up, caller?
Hey, 917, welcome to the show, man. You there?
Hey, Myron Fresh, how's it going?
Chilling, man. Just sit tight for 1 second. We just want to make sure we grab these super chats before we lose them, and then we'll get on with you.
Okay, we have one from Colin, 199. I live in Vegas, born and raised. Fresh, fellas.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, Colin.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, caller.
Yeah. Wait, no. Okay, caller, go ahead. What's your question, brother?
I don't have a question. First of all, I wanted to thank you guys for all you do. You guys are cutting it out here. You guys are sending great information. Can you hear me?
Yeah, no, we got
you, bro. We can hear you, man.
Oh, cool. I couldn't hear you for a second. Also, I sent you guys a logo. I really like your Punisher T-shirt.
Oh yeah. Oh okay. You sent me another example of it, right?
Yeah, it's like a little bit of a remix. I sent it through Twitter. So if you guys like it, you know, we could do edits to it whenever you guys want or anything. You know, not a problem.
All right, well, man. Thank you. I never use Twitter, as you can tell. I'll go back and I'll check it and I'll reach back out to you, man. I hate
Instagram.
Twitter with a passion, yeah. I hate it with passion.
Ah,
I just
gotcha.
If it wasn't for the Rule Zero gang, I wouldn't be on there.
Okay.
All right, man. Well, anything else?
No, that's all, man. Just thank you again, man. You guys are killing it.
No, thank you, bro. And I appreciate it. I'll check back on the Twitter and I'll look at that. Because I remember looking at it, but then like some crap came up. But thank you so much for sending me that design.
No problem. Take care, guys.
Man.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it, brother.
We got 5-7 on the line.
Peace out.
I think thank you. This is Columbia.
Number.
If I'm not mistaken, this is Columbia.
What's up, brother?
Hey. What's up, man? Welcome to the show.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Yep.
Okay, what's up, guys? Look, I just wanted to call in real quick to tell you that I've been listening. Well, I was listening to Kevin Samuels the other day talk about It's All Men's Fault. That's a podcast that he did where he basically just laid out that, like, society would just collapse if it wasn't for men. I am so glad, and I want to thank you guys for mentioning this, because there's probably a lot of men that didn't tune into that podcast, because Kevin Samuels typically he reaches out to women. I'm not saying he's the first one to do this, but I love the fact that you guys mentioned this on this podcast. Like you just got to the point about it. Thank you so much.
No, no worries, man. Yo, are you calling from Columbia, by the way?
I am calling from Columbia. Yeah.
Where are you at, bro? Are you in Medellin or
Medellin?
Where are you at?
I'm actually in Bogota right now.
Okay.
The capital, but I'm gonna be going to Cali soon. But yeah, this, man, it's crazy down here. It's definitely unbelievable in terms of quality. But the thing is that even down here, but this is an opportunity. This is what's good down here. There's so many blue pill men who think that, you know, like as long as a chick, as long as there's tits and ass, it's like you're a goddess, and.
Yeah.
That's really good, because what you guys are reinforcing, like you between you, Donovan Sharp, Kevin Samuels, like what you brothers are reinforcing is that we are actually the prize. We really are, especially if we're really accomplishing that role. And having all these blue pill beta men who are just like the first time that they see like the tits and ass, they just bow down. Nah, that's not going to happen. Not now. Not after what you guys are doing, like all you. I'm not going to say that it's just you or it's not other guys, but the ones who are focusing on this point, you are giving us the opportunity right now to actually step back and actually make the argument. We see big tits and ass, and typically we used to get intimidated by it. Now we're going to look back at that and say, that's just big tits and ass. You can't sustain the species.
Yeah, man. Yep. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, bro, like Donovan and Kevin are friends. You know what I'm saying? I talk to Kevin at least once a week. I talk to Donovan all the time, almost every day now. So at the end of the day, like we respect those guys and they're our friends. And yeah, at the end of the day, man, men need to understand their value, bro. Like, like the thing is that we live in a world now where like, you know, women aren't held accountable for their actions. They're considered, you know, no matter how fat they are, how rude they are, how masculine they are, they're told to love their curves and there's nothing wrong with you, baby, and they should take you as you are. And I'm here to say, like, nah, like, fuck out of here. I'm not going to allow guys to be stupid and take these chicks as they are, because you take a woman as she are and she doesn't have, like, an incentive to improve, then she's going to make you miserable, bro.
100%.
And a lot of guys are in poor relationships with women that don't respect them and stuff because their men don't hold them accountable. Because here's the thing, bro. Whether women want to admit it or not, high-value men are rare. Beautiful women are common. So if a guy becomes, you know, the six-figure earner, in good shape, confidence, all this other stuff, I need you guys to approach women like, I'm the prize. You should be happy I'm talking to you.
Yep.
And you need to have that arrogance and that air about you that, number one, you don't care about what she thinks. It's a take-it-or-leave-it mentality. And then number three, that you're the prize. Because quite frankly, it's refreshing for women to see that in a man. Because most guys, what do? They supplicate. They try to qualify to the girl, you know, put her on a pedestal, whatever it is. Bruh, I'm here to tell you guys, most of these girls provide nothing to you outside of sex. And that's facts, because society tells them that's all they have to bring to the table. And if you guys don't believe me, watch our late night podcast. We brought, like, I remember we had some older chicks on. Hey, since you want, because the older women are the ones that have the craziest requirements. I want a guy that makes this much money. I see the NBA players, blah, blah, blah. All right, cool. What do you guys bring? Oh, I own a business and I'm like strong and independent. And I'm just like, nobody cares that you have a business and you make money. Men don't give a shit about that. Men become so that they don't have to rely on women making money. Like, I don't think women understand this. That the more money a man makes, the less he cares about how much a woman makes. So So yeah, man, we just want to educate guys and let them know that they're the prize. And at the end of the day, the economy is incentivized to tell women these sweet nothings so that they spend more money. You know what I mean? Because if you empower men, what happens when you empower men? They don't spend money on women.
Yep.
And then when they don't spend money on women, the economy halts. This is why you got advertisers targeting women in all their ads. Even Gillette. Gillette made a commercial insulting their target audience, men, to appease women. If that doesn't show that advertisers are 1,000% going after women, even when they sell male products, I don't know what is, man. So, you know, we could see beyond the BS, and we just want guys to understand their value and know that these women have to work for your affection. And quite frankly, that's the best way to set it up, because women only want guys that are better than them in the first place. So you got to start acting the part, guys.
And once you have an abundance, then you're not going to tolerate bad behavior.
Exactly, bro. So, caller, thank you so much for calling, man, all the way from beautiful Colombia. Appreciate your input.
Go to Medellin, bro.
Please come down whenever you guys want.
Oh, we're going to
Medellin.
I'm going to Medellin, bro. I'm saying it right now. Medellin. Coming.
All right, man. Peace. We know about Colombia, man. I mean, and this is the thing. This goes to show how sad the Western world has become, because we got guys leaving the United States in droves to go to Mexico, Colombia, Thailand, you know, where else? Everyone going.
Brazil.
Huge
place. I can't blame them,
Eastern though. Europe. Yeah, I don't, like, this is the thing, man. I don't make fun of guys that leave the United States to go get women. It is what it is, man. I get it.
Yeah.
A lot of American women ain't worth the hassle. I get it.
All right, we have two super chats.
But yeah.
Never mind, 18, $2. Our Zoom calls archive in case if you missed it live.
Yes, they will be recorded.
Yes.
And they will be uploaded to your login account, so you're always going to have those Zoom calls.
Yo, highlight that one. Get Austin Dunham on here. Caleb, too cold. All right, listen, guys. besides Andrew Tate, Austin has been the most requested person. How about you guys message him and tell him to come on the show?
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? You guys message him. We'd be happy to have him on the show. You know, at the end of the day, guys that put out content that helps out men, we're all about it. So,
get him
on the show.
From now on, if you don't want somebody in the show, and we're not bringing them on,
message
how
them.
About you tell them to come on the show? How about that? Yeah, you do that. You go do it, brother.
You guys tell them to come on the show, and if enough of you guys tell them, they're going to come on, man. Because, you know, it is what it is, man. You know, you can reach out, and then if they don't want to do it, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? We ain't going to beg. Like, all right, you don't want to come on, whatever. So,
Timothy, 199, can you do a show that what cars will hurt our game?
Ooh, that's a good one. I mean, I don't think a whole show would be worth that, but we could definitely do a video on that.
What cars would hurt your game?
Yeah, like what cars like you shouldn't have in your stable, because if it goes to, you're lame for having that car. Like if you're driving around a Mini Cooper.
Okay. All right. I mean, that's kind of a very nuanced show, but we got some friends that are into cars. We could do that. We could do a show on that.
Patreon video on that.
We could do a Patreon video on that too.
Yeah.
Guys, speaking of which, not to shamelessly plug our Patreon, but guys, on our Patreon, we put out videos every day to include the late night podcast on there.
Yep.
Like, literally, if you're in the $20 tier, you ask the question, we send you a video response to your question. You know what I'm saying? So we're putting content on Patreon like every
and
day.
Then the shows you see on our Instagram, the live shows with those girls, they're on Patreon because they can't see on YouTube because they're too crazy. They're too lit.
Yeah.
The last one was
so bad we had to put it on another channel.
That last show, we couldn't even keep it on our channel because it was that bad.
We had to move it to another.
That girl is insane.
Which we'll have her back on. Don't worry, guys. I know you guys enjoyed that one. Let's see here. Hey, guys, so we'll stay on for a little bit longer. If you want to call into the show, the number is 515-605-9740. We got 647 in the house. Shout out to Toronto, man. Canada shows us crazy love.
Canada!
Let's get him on the line.
Yeah, let's go, bro. That's how we do. Chelsea Beerman's from Toronto. Watch you guys.
What's up, man?
What's going on? It's Brian from Toronto as well. Nice to hear from you guys. I got a quick question. My ex messaged me on Hinge. We used to date like 10 years ago. I'm like 33 now. And we hit it off. We're getting together next Saturday. Any advice, anything I can do? She's a good girl. She ain't a thought. She's a nutritionist. No social media. So I'm trying to think, like, what should I do?
Why is she
your ex? Hold on. I got some questions. Number one.
Why is she your ex?
Why is she my ex? So we used to work at a restaurant way back when, like one of these, you know, family restaurants kind of thing. And I thought I was a rude boy, dating all kind of girls from there, just smashing beer chicks. And nowadays I work in an office and I'm trying to settle down and I'm seeing her game and, you know, her being like a nutritionist and really just no social media. Because I looked her up before and I tried to talk to her and I couldn't find her. And then when she messaged me, I was like, oh, shit, this is some stars aligning. So I don't know.
Well, okay. I'm going to ask you some questions that are going to be a little tough, and I need you to answer them because I got to figure this out.
She's a good girl, Myron.
Everybody here, pull out your notebooks, okay?
Myron, she's a good girl.
Yeah. All right. Number one, when did you guys broke up 10 years ago? How old is she right now?
We're both 33.
Okay. What do you do for a living?
Damn.
Mechanical draftsman.
Okay. All right. Give or take, how much are you earning per year?
$50K. But I'm due for like a 28K raise next week. Like our company's huge. Yeah. Keep going.
Do you make more money than she does?
I don't know. At the moment, I don't know. Presumably so.
Wait. Call her. Is she from Brampton?
No. She's from Woodbridge. If you guys know Toronto, she's from Woodbridge. Sure. Like that.
Cool. So the other thing, who initiated the breakup 10 years ago?
She did.
Why'd she break up with you?
Because I was smashing another chick.
So she caught you cheating?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. And I'm assuming that the breakup was somewhat amicable?
Yes.
Now, because here's the thing, bro. I'm going to be like... you're 33 years old. I don't know. So if I'm going to chart this out with my hands, okay? Like, your value is going like this. You understand? Her value, while your value is going up like this, her value is simultaneously declining. You understand? So right now you guys are intersecting, right? Because you're going up and she's coming down. For you to shack up with her now, I hate to say it like this, but she's a depreciating asset while you're an appreciating asset, okay? Whether women want to admit it or not, their value is derived from their looks, youth, and beauty. This woman probably can't give you kids. She probably she's older, right? She's been obviously in these past 10 years. She's definitely been fucking dudes. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is this. Why are you going to – I would go ahead and go on a date with her and smash her again. But, bro, I would not take her seriously at all. I wouldn't do it. You know what I'm saying? A guy like you at your age group, right? What's your leg count? Just out of curiosity.
What's my leg count? 25 at most.
25.
I'm more of a lover boy. I won't even lie. The last relationship I was in was with this Korean chick, right? Because fever all day.
Yeah. Listen, man. You know, you call into the Fresh Fit podcast. I'm gonna have to give it to you real. Fucking capping, nigga. Because if you got broken up by a girl for cheating on her, smashing other chicks. You clearly like to smash girls. You ain't no lover boy like you're saying. You're just saying that to rationalize your low late count of 25. Now, I'm not going to knock
you. Thank you. No. Thank you.
Yeah. Let's get back, bro. You're talking to men here. You don't got to lie. Oh, no, I'm a lover boy. Fuck out of here, nigga. You want to smash chicks. It's just that you got caught. You lost the girl. It is what it is. Hold the L, with your head held high. So I'm just here to say this.
Yeah.
25 late count, okay? You're in no business to take any girl seriously right now, okay? You need more sexual experience. You need to get out there and date more girls and make more money, quite frankly. So my suggestion is this. If you want to smash your ex and deal with her, even though I advocate against that, go ahead and do it. But I would not take her serious. Fresh, what's your take on this?
Yo, call her. I'm going to tell you right now, bro, just because she's not on social media doesn't mean shit. Right. And also as well, I guarantee you, she's in an uptown Brampton man right now getting dogged out. So she's on stating ass, right? You think you're the only person that she hit up? No, bro. She's not a good girl. I don't know how you could think that because it's been 10 years later, but I guarantee you, but she's coming back to you, a cheater, she's been dogged out herself. And then guess what? She's 33 years old, bro.
Can I use to be in a relationship with?
Bro, it's like, dude, you're going backwards, bro. Like Myron said.
You are going backwards.
So what you should do, bro, this is not rocket science, smash and dash. You know what I'm saying?
Don't take her serious.
Amicable, smash, but never take her serious. And then guess what? You keep doing your thing and find a younger girl that's more, how to put this, in her youth, you can actually enjoy. Because this chick, bro, is going down the hill, bro. Sorry to say.
Yeah, and at 25 lay count, man, you don't have enough sexual experience. I guarantee you, this girl has had sex with more partners than you have. Guaranteed, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's why I tell you guys, don't even think about getting a relationship until you have five things in place. $100,000 a year, 35 years old or older, 6 months of savings, in shape, and a 50 lay count. Why do I say these things? Because I know the modern day woman is you're going to have to be superior to her to some degree for her to submit. Women don't naturally submit anymore. You need to be better than them for them to submit. So with these five things in place, you're going to be what I call entry-level, higher-value guy. And most girls are going to respect you for having these things in place.
Yep.
So then, when you have these things in place, a.k.a. the Pokemon trainer with badges, right? We always use the Pokemon analogy. Then she's going to want to defer to your authority if she sees you as a higher-value guy. And these things will put you in a good position to be able to enforce boundaries, man. So you're not there yet, brother.
And caller, look, I know you feel guilty for cheating on her, but real bad man, don't feel guilty for nobody, you understand? So
Trusty, I just want to say thank you, Marlon Fresh, cameraman, because I don't remember your name just now. Thank you, guys, because I really appreciate the red pill advice all day. Straight. I'd rather take it straight on the chin than, like, you know, around the bush. Thank you, guys.
We show love to the six, man.
To the six. We got a connection with the Toronto, man. You guys really, like, I was looking at the YouTube numbers. You guys really mess with us, bro.
Yep.
So shout out to Canada.
Yeah, yo, we fuck you guys hard, bro. We always liking up. I'm always on the live trying to get you guys. Anytime I message Fresh a while back, anytime you guys need lighting, I got you.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Okay,
all right.
Cool.
All right. But yeah, bro, with that said, don't take her seriously, man. Your value is increasing, hers is decreasing. Don't be stupid. You know what I'm saying? She's going to try to finesse a relationship out of you on like the old romances you guys used to have. Like I always say, bro, female game hinges upon a man not understanding his own value. But guess what, guys?
Are you dumb, stupid, or dumb?
We don't do that out here, bro.
Real bad, man.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Thank you, bro. Blessings.
Later.
Peace.
All right.
I'll call her. I'll leave her alone, man.
Yeah.
Back.
Moolies, $5. Woman in LTR is already threatened by men while watching porn. If brothels were made illegal, insufferable women would have to step up the game.
Facts.
We should do a show on that, on what on prostitution and
legal.
What would happen if it was legal in the United States.
Yeah, we should. Facts. These nuts, $2. No such thing as a good girl.
Thank you, man. They can be bought at a price, brother. Just keep it real.
She's a hinge too, man. Like the worst.
Yeah.
H.O. 499. Back again with the fresh, with the best Friday night pregame podcast. Keep it up, guys.
Hey.
Got you, man.
Dump DeMarco.
People listening to us while they drink them natty lights.
Yeah, man. Then play Drake.
Yeah, man. Yeah. All right,
we're good.
But now, man. Okay, cool. So, guys, we've been going for 2 hours. So, with that said, guys, patreon.com/freshfit. But really, guys, get on the High Value Academy course, right, man? That's really where it's at, guys.
Right there.
The highvalueacademy.com. Just get on there. 28 modules, 10 Zoom calls. We're going to cover everything from how to dress, professionalism, getting girls, networking, making money, starting a business, entrepreneurship, everything you guys need. Fitness, right? You're tired of being fat, not getting your dick sucked by girls. We're going to teach you guys how to not, you know, be fat anymore. So,
yo, shout out to everyone that just bought the course. We see y'all in here, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, these Zoom calls are going to be crazy, guys. If you bought Dinner with the Man,
you already know. We go above and beyond with the Zoom calls.
That the Zoom calls are like godsend because you can ask questions. Guys, picture this, right? Normally you buy a course, right? And that's it. You can't ask questions at all. It's done.
Yeah.
With us, you buy the course, you get extra content. And if you ask questions, and guess what?
Yeah.
They're all recorded.
A lot of these content creators ain't going to do that.
Yeah.
They're going to have a Zoom call and answer your questions real time. That
they
just goes to show, guys, we know what the fuck we're talking about. We live stream our shows, calls on the air about game and dealing with women.
Yep.
If we can't fake this. Like, it's organic interaction with you guys.
And you see our receipts. If we were capping or lying, we couldn't bring up receipts every day.
Yeah, bro.
Like we do.
We got
Rose
receipts.
In studio, too. Donovan Sharp was in a Zoom call one time.
Rolo Tomasi. We had
Saint the Sinner,
Kevin Samuels,
porn stars.
Yeah, man. So, guys, the receipts speak for themselves. Obviously, we walk it like we talk it. We're the only content creators in the sphere do it like that.
Real bad man.
And, yo, guys, at the end of the day, man, we are the best dating podcast in the world. I don't care what anybody says.
Facts.
Number one dating podcast in the world. Pretty soon, we're going to be the number one podcast in the world. We're going to put Joe Rogan and them out of business.
Fresh and fit, man.
Yeah, man. So, guys, to the Fresh Fit fam, thank you guys so much. Get the High Value Academy. If you guys can't afford the High Value Academy, get on the Patreon, patreon.com/freshfit.
Yep.
And you still get access to us. 97 tier gets you in on Zoom calls. And, guys, other than that, man, thank you so much for tuning in. Today was a great episode.
Yep.
And we'll catch you guys
on the next one.
On Monday where we talk about – we're going to talk about money on Monday.
Monday.
And then the Zoom calls also begin for the High Value course on Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And March, guys, is going to be some very good guests coming on the show.
Yeah, we got some things lined up. So, all right, guys. Oh, and I, one more thing. I know people. Andrew Tate is confirmed, guys. I'm not going to tell you the date.
The Tates are confirmed.
Yeah, they're confirmed. So we got a date that they're going to come. We'll reveal it maybe a little bit later, but they're going to be on the show.
Biggest event of the year when they touch down in Miami.
Yeah, it's going to be a big deal. Just going to be a real big deal. You guys stay tuned. Stay tuned, okay? Well, we get asked about them every day. And hit up Austin Dunham. If you guys want him on the show, hit him up and tell him to come on.
Right?
AMS him, everybody else that you guys ask, oh, bring him on the show. Hit them up, tell them, get on the podcast.
Yep.
All right?
All right, guys.
Later, guys.
Peace.
Nice. That's good.
Yeah, one just came in just now.
Boom. All right. Wait, we should put the ports in the.